Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I'm Tom Ackerman, the Billiken Report, sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. We welcome in the voice of SLU, Bob Ramsey. Good morning, Rammer.
Tom, good morning.
I understand that the coaches show tonight is going to take place at Westport Social. That's a bit of a change, but a good call there. LHM, the O'Loughlins run that operation, and that's got to be the place to watch the national championship tonight. So that should be fun with Josh Schertz.
Well, I'm sure going to find out if it's the place. No, I've been to Westport Social many times. It's a terrific venue, great food. The whole place is basically a television screen, gigantic screens. So, yeah, come out and we'll talk Billiken basketball while we're watching national championship football. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. And I'll tell you, college basketball is fun right now. I think this could be the year. Could be the year that we get all three of the big ones in the tournament. I think Illinois is very good. Missouri is turning it on. And SLU has a shot here. They are 4-1 in the A-10. I know they took that hit at VCU, Bob, but they got it back together at Richmond, and we'll see. I mean, they are still one of the leaders in the conference.
Well, it's a long way to go. And, you know, the team itself can't really look past the next game, which is Wednesday night in here, right here on KMOX against LaSalle. And then you look at if you're gonna win the league or make a run in your conference tournament, you know, what's your path to get there? And so, and like I said, the team's got to look at the game right in front of them. But as we look ahead, you can see games, in particular road games, that you'd like to consider winnable. You know, you got the formula. You got to protect your home court. Again, that starts on Wednesday. So you're in the top group with only one league loss. You're just past the quarter pole. So you've done some good things. You've won games pretty. You've won games ugly. And meaning you're finding ways to win some games. So this is going to be a pretty good stretch over the next 6 weeks.
How did they win that game against Richmond? Obviously, they got a big day out of Robbie Avila, who is establishing himself as a player of the year candidate in the conference. But I think also defensively, right, Bob? They really locked it down?
Well, it was a defensive struggle from the beginning. And you knew early on that it was not going to be a high-scoring game. In fact, it picked up late as teams started to get desperate and, you know, played things a little bit differently. But overall, the Bills did a very nice job defensively. And then you really got to credit Richmond's game plan and what they were doing defensively and taking some shooters out of the game. And it took a while, but the Bills finally figured out when they're overplaying the perimeter, you've got to attack. And that's what Robbie Avila did. He attacked, and they really couldn't get any stops on him. And finally, the Bills hit free throws down the stretch.
Are they getting healthy, Bob? I mean, I know they're dealing with some injuries, but and the Kellen Thames one you just have to deal with. How are they health-wise?
Well, I think it's about the same, which is not great. It doesn't appear that anybody's sick now. You know, sometimes when you get an illness or a virus, it can run through a clubhouse. It doesn't appear that that's going to be the case with this. But yeah, to say the team's fully healthy, no. As healthy as they're going to get, I still think there's some room for growth there. And Josh Church is really trying to massage the minutes with his starters. But that's going to be one of the challenges game to game to watch how that plays out.
Billikens are 11-7 overall, 4-1 in the Atlantic 10. They host LaSalle on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock on KMOX live from Chaffetz Arena. I'll be over there. Can't wait to see you, Rammer. And tonight, have fun at Westport Social. It's a 7 o'clock start with Coach Josh Schertz. And your Billiken Report is sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.